Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today we're joined by Boyd Davis. Welcome, Boyd.
Oh, well, thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, Boyd, you are the general manager of the new Data Center Group's marketing organization. Can you tell me a little bit about that role?
At Intel, I'm responsible for managing our customer relationships and our business on roughly a two-year horizon. So we bring all the products to market. We work with our OEM customers to design those products in, and we try to communicate to the market why those products have some value. And we also have a pretty big engineering group that does the technical design in work. And I'm responsible for those areas at Intel.
Now, Boyd, since I've been working in servers in the last decade, I've seen them change quite a bit, and a lot of people are talking about the segmentation of the data center. Can you tell us a little bit about what that means?
Well, I think servers are one of those things that offer very high value to the customers who purchase them, and therefore they demand a lot of optimization for their specific uses. And what we've seen is those uses change over time. So now we have different requirements for very large-scale data centers for things like internet services that are different from those for high-performance computing that are very different than the needs of, say, a very small enterprise who might need a lot different configuration in their environment. So we see the market segmenting really into a few big categories along the lines of how customers are using the servers.
Now, if you take that one click down, how does that influence the technology paths that you choose to drive into the marketplace for specific segments?
Well, I think it offers a lot of opportunity for innovation, really, because customers that have a different need are looking for, in many cases, a different solution. So we've seen over the last few years a real exciting range of innovations relative to form factors, relative to management solutions, relative to optimizations for a certain workload, relative, on the network connectivity or the interconnect between different computers. And all of those things have seen, a huge amount of new innovations come to the market, which I think is better than having a plain vanilla box that gets commoditized over time.
Now, you talked about the internet data center, the world's largest data centers. What are the unique requirements there, and what do you think is the next biggest thing that's coming in that space?
Well, I think the internet data centers, the very large data centers that are providing the internet services, are unique in a couple of ways. One is the scale. The size of the data centers tend to create some different problems than many enterprises might see. And another is the purpose. For an internet company, their data center is their factory, and therefore optimizing it and delivering a better consumer experience on the other end of the wire is very, very fundamental to their business. The key challenges are ones that many customers face but are a little more acute, things like density and how do you take the heat away from the servers, how do you get the power to the servers, how do you get the power that the servers are consuming down because that becomes a significant part of the cost, how do you physically optimize for management so that you take fewer people to have to manage each server. Many of those are similar challenges to what enterprises might face, but often they're at a different scale for the largest internet data centers.
So Intel recently announced something called the microserver. Can you tell us about that?
Well, sure. I think it goes to the segmentation of the data center. And in some very specific cases, customers are looking for a very, very low cost, very highly efficient, dedicated server for an environment, say, like hosting, where maybe a customer doesn't want to use a virtual server, which would often be the lowest power and lowest cost. But if a customer wants their own dedicated server, but their workload demands are quite low, then it's really critical to optimize the performance, energy efficiency, and size of those servers. So we showed a reference design here at IDF for a product that we think is optimized for that type of usage and yet doesn't compromise on some key things like reliability, that even if you're a customer with limited workload needs, you still need to make sure that server doesn't go down.
So high-performance computing, what do you see on the horizon there, and what are the specific challenges to address high-performance workloads?
Well, the challenges are bigger, better, faster always. Faster nodes, faster communication between nodes, and I think what we'll see is the high-performance computing market continue to push forward in the use of parallelism to get greater performance gains, as well as continued advances in the interconnect between nodes to allow greater network traffic to unleash the bottlenecks that might occur there.
Now, we don't usually talk about small enterprises a lot in our Chip Chat programs, but you mentioned them as a unique segment. Is there something unique that we're bringing to the market to address that market segment?
The most important thing for smaller enterprises, they don't have the same time and maybe even skill level and experience to manage the infrastructure. So the solutions need to be much more packaged in a way that ensures that it becomes a business tool that they don't have to worry about. So we're really focused in the smaller enterprises on making sure that the management instrumentation is built in, that we're providing the tools so that resellers and managed service providers can deliver those systems and manage them remotely so small businesses don't have to worry about it. And of course, looking at things like lowering the power consumption, not just for energy, but also for acoustics.
This was really insightful, Boyd. Thank you very much for being on the program.
It was great to be here. Thanks.